on impeachment. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Two dates next week announced by House Democrats. Fox's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says current top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, and career diplomat George Kent will testify in an open hearing on Wednesday. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Ivanovich will testify next Friday.
Those open hearings will be an opportunity for the American people to evaluate the witnesses for themselves, to make their own determinations about the credibility of the witnesses.
All three witnesses have testified behind closed doors and outlined the role President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, played in shaping Ukraine policy. Lisa.
Meantime, Jared, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, says he did not change his closed-door testimony. Reporters and protesters descending on him at an airport in Oregon after the revelation that he added to his original testimony, a recollection of telling two administration officials he presumed aid to Ukraine would not be released unless the Ukrainian president made a statement supporting a corruption investigation. Democrats say that confirms a quid pro quo. The White House denies it. Some hospital workers in Boston protesting today's visit by First Lady Melania Trump, who's there to draw attention to a program that helps infants born dependent on drugs or alcohol. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in D.C.
Lisa, the First Lady is touring a baby cuddling program at Boston Medical Center designed to help newborns suffering from neonatal abstinence syndrome.
I hope today's visit helps shine a light on the programs like your cuddling assists in lowering maternal and infant stress.
Mrs. Trump's visit is part of her Be Best initiative. The program uses cuddling and skin-to-skin contact with addicted newborns and also works with mothers trying to overcome substance abuse. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. America is listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's called a smartphone for a good reason. With DriveWise on the Allstate app, your smartphone can help you get smarter about driving safer. DriveWise gives you real-time driving feedback, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behavior, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
One of the many local votes around the nation yesterday would roll back a name change on one of the most historic boulevards in Kansas City, a change aimed at honoring a civil rights icon.
10 months after the Kansas City Council voted to rename the Paseo, a 10-mile historic boulevard through the city's mostly black east side, after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and people there, by a 70% margin Tuesday, voted to change it back. Many in the city's black community, like Save the Paseo organizer Tim Smith, argue it's not, as some say, about racism, but about changing the city's history without giving people a voice.
I feel like Dr. King is arguably the greatest American. I think that he's an honor in Kansas City. I think he'll get an honor in Kansas City, but it'll be one that the people decide.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's late word that French cinematic icon Catherine Deneuve has had a mild stroke while filming her latest movie. She's 76 years old. Her family says it's very limited and therefore reversible. An NFL owner emphatically denies a report about his team possibly moving overseas.
While football fans around the country yesterday were discussing a report by The Athletic that said the NFL had broached an idea to move the Chargers from Los Angeles to London and that the Chargers would be willing to listen, Chargers owner Dean Spanos denied the report in a big bleeping way.
It's cold. Okay, we're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time.
3 years ago, Dean Spanos said something similarly to Fox 5 in San Diego while there was uncertainty over where the team would play.
I think the Chargers should be in San Diego. They've been here for 50 plus years.
1 year later, Spanos and the San Diego Chargers were the Los Angeles Chargers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are lower. The Dow right now down 39 points. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And Chuck, we just got word a couple of hours ago that Adam Schiff is going to begin the public testimony section of this this whole impeachment inquiry. First of all, what do you think we will know? What will we learn from these open hearings that we don't already know? We've already seen the transcripts.
We've seen some of them. We're going to get a lot more details. I think that what we've been prepped for over the past couple of weeks now from Republicans who are familiar with what was going on, you know, in the secret dungeon down in the Capitol basement, what they were saying is that Schiff was selectively leaking things from the hearings to do damage to the president. And, of course, they weren't able to do that. They're not like Adam Schiff. They weren't able to say, no, that's not what happened. So I think what we're going to find out is the details and the specifics of what Republicans have been telling us for the past few weeks, the things that were involved in the transcripts, involved in the hearing, that Schiff was not leaking out to everybody else. And that's going to put a whole different spin on this. Of course, it's not going to change anybody's minds. The people who are already opposed to impeachment will remain opposed to impeachment. The people who want to impeach the president for whatever political reasons are going to continue to want to support impeachment for the president.
Now, Chuck, the Democrats are saying, oh, once the American people see in person, in their own words, you know, these witnesses, you know, this is not like transcripts jumping off a page. This will be different. But isn't that what they said about Robert Mueller and his testimony?
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember. One of the congressmen was on one of the news things the other night. I can't remember which one it was, but you know, he pointed the same thing out. You know, we've already been through this, and when the live hearings came up, it was a disaster for those who were trying to nail Donald Trump in the Mueller report. And I suspect the same thing's going to happen. Look, this is just like a trial already, but it's being trialed in the court of public opinion, Kevin. And the thing about a trial is you listen to the one side present their case, and at the end of the presentation, you say, yep, that's absolutely got to be what the facts are in this case. And then the other side presents their side of the case. And after that, you say, yeah, maybe the first impression wasn't exactly right. And you're going to find this, no matter what the Democrats put up, no matter what's in the transcripts, no matter what someone says, there's going to be a counterbalancing argument that the American people is going to hear. And it's not going to be as cut and clear as I think the Democrats think that it's going to be. No way it's going to be that cut and clear.
I want to ask you, because there's new polling out this morning. This is from Morning Consult. I don't know what they are, who they are, but they come out with polls just about every week. The latest polls show that 56% of Americans, I'm not sure if it's likely voters or registered voters, but 56% fully expect the president to be reelected. First of all, do you buy any of that kind of polling? Have you ever heard of Morning Consult and what it is they do?
Yeah, I've heard of Morning Consult. They're a credible, reputable organization. I think there are any polls out there that anybody believes anymore. I think everybody, all of your listeners will remember, Kevin, that right prior to the 2016 election, the pollsters were saying that Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning the election, and we all know how that turned out. There is bias in polls. We've seen that. I know the president has pointed that out about the Fox News polls that have been coming out lately. Exactly the point that you raised, Kevin, that they are registered voters, not necessarily likely voters. So there's, you know, any of these polls, especially a year out from the election, it's just a snapshot of what they think based on whatever bias might be built into the polls, where the electorate stands today. I wouldn't put any credence in it whatsoever.
Well, a lot of Democrats are putting credence in the fact that Matt Bevin, it looks like, may have lost the reelection for governor in Kentucky, despite the fact the president went down there the other night to Lexington, packed the place. But it looks like he may end up 4,000 votes short. The Democrats are saying, aha, you see, the president doesn't have coattails. But what happens when the president's on the ballot? Will it be different in November?
Yeah, well, it absolutely will be different in November. And let me take off my pundit hat for a minute, Kevin, and put on my campaign trainer hat here. The president did, at that rally in Lexington, did something absolutely brilliant that most campaigns need to think about, and that's playing the expectations game and setting the expectations. During his remarks, he urged people to come out and vote for Bevin, warning them that if Bevin didn't win, the fake news media was going to go nuts and say, you see, that proves that Trump can't win and that he's a loser and he's hurting and he's not doing well. And so he told everybody that that's what the media was going to do if Bevin lost. And when Bevin lost, that's exactly what the media did. And so everybody out here who saw that at the rally or watched it on television said, yeah, that's not unexpected. The president knew that was going to happen. So it really dampened, I think, the Snoopy dance that the left and the fake news media were going to do because President Trump predicted it in advance.
And in fact, in Kentucky, Republicans won, I think, 5 of 6 or 6 of 7 open seats. Trump did help. It's just that maybe he had a flawed candidate. Does that ever happen where the president comes in and unfortunately you got a flawed candidate?
Oh, sure. It happens all the time. Where I give the president credit is that a lot of elected officials, top elected officials, what they won't do is go into a district or a race and actively and very strongly endorse a candidate who they think might not win because they're afraid that it would reflect badly on them. If they endorse the candidate or if they campaign for them and they lose, that's not going to be good for their own campaign. Donald Trump doesn't have that fear. This isn't the first time where Donald Trump is going into a race or a campaign and campaigned for a candidate who didn't win. He's been doing that all along, and I give him tremendous credit for willing to stick his neck out and take the risk of supporting a candidate in a close race rather than simply phoning it in, maybe giving them a photo op or doing a robocall. He's actively going out there on the campaign trail, live and in person, campaigning for these folks. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
More coming up from Chuck Muth. We've got new numbers, new Nevada numbers on the Democrat presidential race. Believe it or not, there are some new numbers that are in since Chuck and I last talked. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Kevin Wall. Chuck Muth alongside the president of Citizen Outreach. More from him coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue live and local now. Here Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until, till 12 noon. And Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, and joins us. Let me just ask you, their new polling numbers out from the Emerson Group, and I don't know if you know who the Emerson Group is, but they did a Nevada only presidential wannabe poll, and it turns out that Joe Biden is leading the pack. In fact, extending his lead 30% to 22%. for Elizabeth Warren, Sanders at 19%, and then you go all the way down to 5% with Yang, Harris, Buttigieg, 3% for Steyer. Tom Steyer has spent over $1 million in this market, and all he's got to show for it is 3%. Tulsi Gabbard, Cory Booker, Klobuchar, Michael Bennett, Julian Castro, all at 1%. Everybody else has 0%. Everybody else has 0%. First of all, are you surprised with as much money as is being spent here that a lot of these candidates aren't getting much bang for the buck, it doesn't seem?
Yeah. Before I get to that, Kevin, I wanted to make one other observation. Bucky results yesterday. The big story out of there wasn't so much about the close gubernatorial race, but the fact that Kentucky elected its first African-American attorney general in 70 years, and he's a Republican.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. That's the big story. Of course, you're not going to hear that on CNN, but that really was the big story yesterday. Now, Nevada and the Democrat presidential race, this is not a surprise. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, if either of those get the nomination, the Democrats in the Democrat Party leadership know that it's going to be a wipeout next November. I mean, it will just be a landslide of epic proportions. Their far-left policies are never going to sell in the heartland of America. And so what their overriding interest is in winning, and the only thing they care about is what Democrat, regardless of philosophical strength of, you know, left versus middle, which Democrat has the best chance of winning against Donald Trump? And they've come to the conclusion that it's Joe Biden, as flawed as he is. For Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, Medicare for All is a killer for them. It's not only universally rejected on the right, they're getting nailed by their own Democrats on Medicare for All, and especially Elizabeth Warren, because the public has caught on to the fact that she's hiding the fact that there's going to be a tax increase on the middle class to pay for it. They know that she's not being honest, and it's killing her. Now, remember, primaries are generally dominated, especially in Nevada, because it's a caucus system, not a primary. But those voters who come out are generally your true believers. So I think you're probably seeing a little bit higher support for Warren and Bernie Sanders than what you would see in a general election a year from now in November.
Now, I've seen a lot of Tom Steyer ads, local ads. I have not seen a lot of TV ads for Biden, Warren, Sanders, Yang, Harris, Buttigieg, Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, is down at 1%, Cory Booker. Are the Democrats spending any money out here?
Well, let me put on my campaign trainer hat again.
I love that.
Tom Steyer is making a classic mistake that you often find with self-funded candidates. They're worth their weight in gold to the political parties because the parties don't have to worry about fundraising or putting in money themselves. So they love self-funding candidates. But self-funding candidates quite often foolishly spend money on things that they shouldn't be spending money on. Why? Because they have it. And Tom Steyer is a perfect example. The political dynamic in campaigns today has dramatically shifted over the past decade, more recently the past 4 years, away from television ads. That's the old way of doing things, and consultants love to push candidates to do television ads because they get a piece of the action. They get a 15% commission. So they love pushing candidates to do television ads. But that's not where it is today. Where it is today is exactly where the Trump campaign is today. It's targeted social media. And Tom Steyer is simply wasting money fighting the last war, thinking that television is still the be-all, that you're where you're supposed to be, and he's just making a huge mistake.
I got to ask you, in the time we have left, have you been following this story just over the last 24 hours, the Amy Robach ABC News open mic that came up from Project Veritas, and in which she says ABC had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago and did nothing and squashed it.
And the thing about that, Kevin, and I know you noticed this too, the thing about that clip, that leaked video of her that is really, really crucial is the fact that she mentions that in her investigation, there was information related to Bill Clinton. It's just a quick reference, but she mentioned Clinton by name. And if you remember, the importance of that, 3 years ago, Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, was on the ballot running for president of the United States. And if you don't think ABC, part of the reason why they quashed that special report on the Epstein scandal was because Bill Clinton was involved and Hillary Clinton was running, I just can't help you because you are so blinded by your hatred for Donald Trump that you just refuse to see the facts that are staring you right in the face.
That is incredible. And you know, we always talk about trying to influence an election. Here is a TV network trying to influence an election by squashing the Jeffrey Epstein story while other young girls are being raped. You know, in the last 3 years, this is a question Jesse Waters brought up on Fox last night. How many girls were raped in the 3 years between ABC squashing the story and Jeffrey Epstein dying?
Yeah, and the other thing is, in that moment of candor, caught on camera, we see exactly what goes on. A lot of times, it's not necessarily that the reporter is a fake news reporter, to borrow Donald Trump's phrase, but it's the decisions made above them, the editors and the publishers, who have a political agenda, who are thwarting the actual reporting from these reporters. We do need to keep that in mind and think of all of the stories that we don't know have been quashed, similar to this story, that we simply don't have a leaked video of or a leaked audio of. Donald Trump is right. A lot of the media in this country today is truly the enemy of the people because they're allowing their political agenda to cloud their publishing agenda.
Let me have you put your political pundit hat on again just one more time. Are you going to be out there helping folks learn more about how to run for office, how to help other people run for office? Are you going to be doing any of that soon?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it very actively. I've got students subscribed to our free email newsletter. Comes out 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you'd like to get that, that's free. It's campaign hot tips. Just go to campaigndoctor.com. And we've got a lot of other things. We've got webinars coming, monthly newsletter, seminars and workshops. There's all kinds of stuff in the pipeline. If you're a candidate or even someone helping a candidate and want to learn more about how to actually win a race, go to campaigndoctor.com and sign up for the campaign hot tips newsletter.
We need all the help we can get. And I know we've seen new numbers now on registration in the state of Nevada that shows that Republicans are losing ground when it comes to registration, the registration battle. What do you make of that, and does that worry you?
Yes and no. I mean, it worries me because Republicans in Nevada are being fooled into believing all of the emails that they're getting and the social media posts that they're seeing about this political machine that the Republican Party is supposedly building, and they're going door to door, and they're knocking on a gazillion doors, and this is going to be the difference, and this is how we're going to win. It's pure BS, and it's something that I talk about a lot in the Campaign Hot Tips newsletter. Door-to-door knocking, it's fighting the last battle.
Yeah.
It can have a certain effect if you do it right, but it's not going to win campaigns. The candidates today need to learn modern-day campaign techniques.
Chuck, I got to run. We're running short on time. Thank you so much, my friend. Chuck Muth joining us. More to come live and local now.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower in afternoon trading after Reuters reported that the meeting between the president and his Chinese counterpart could be delayed until December. Among the big gainers today, healthcare companies, with the drugstore chain CVS leading the charge following a robust earnings report. And Uber shares hitting a new low today. It's the first day early investors can sell their stock. They were required to hold on to their shares for 6 months after the company went public in May. The stock has lost more than 40% of its value in recent months. Its shares are down 4% today.
day. And WW International, formerly known as Weight Watchers, has a new program coming on Monday that it thinks will spark interest among new and existing clients. Its shares sinking 16% today after the company reported third quarter revenue that missed expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Public hearings in the impeachment inquiry are announced to start a week from today. Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff announcing,
"We will be beginning with the testimony of Ambassador Taylor and Ambassador Kent on Wednesday, and we will have Ambassador Yovanovitch testify on Friday. These will be the first of the open hearings."
Behind closed doors today is David Hale from the State Department. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has not conceded his reelection race, down around 5,000 votes to the Democrat Andy Beshear. He says he won.
"The election ended. It ended, and it's time to move forward with a smooth transition that we are here to do so that we can do the people's business."
Democrats in Virginia flipped both houses of the state legislature. In New York City, voters approve a plan to hold ranked choice elections from now on. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. Five of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Get it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It It's live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great to have you with us. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He is a political consultant. He is an expert when it comes to moving the needle, so to speak. The president tried to move the needle in Kentucky, came up, it looks like, a bit short, about 5,000 votes short. Matt Bevin, the incumbent, it looks like he's going to lose that election, but he has not yet conceded. There is no automatic recount in the state of Kentucky. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Chuck, first of all, what do you make of what happened? The bad news is Bevin may have lost. Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. I was still working back. Sorry about that. I know. Operator error. Megan Barth joining us. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joining us. And Megan, what do you make of what happened last night in Kentucky? The president went down there, made a great speech, may not have been able to get Matt Bevin across the line, but a lot of people are saying, see, the president doesn't have coattails. What did you make of what happened last night in Kentucky?
Well, I was about to lower my voice. Well, you know, I was watching the results, and, you know, as they were pouring in, very concerning. However, when you look at the much bigger picture, two Democrat seats flipped to Republicans in that state. We have the first Black Republican Attorney General of Kentucky, the first Republican Attorney General in Kentucky in 48 years. And so it looks like the 5,000 votes certainly isn't a mandate. And the president brought Matt Bevin from 18 points down to just perhaps losing by 5,000 votes. We'll see when and if Matt Bevin concedes. There's a lot of talk about it going down into the Kentucky legislature. It's a little bit too early. But I certainly wouldn't say that this is a mandate against the president's policies, because if it was, it certainly wouldn't have been such a close election, nor would we have retained a Republican majority legislature, nor would we have retained, and thank God we did, the Attorney General's office, because, of course, that's where you know where all the voting laws are enacted.
Megan Barth joining us, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. A lot of the folks on CNN, I was watching the CNN coverage last night, and they were all saying, see? But the fact is, Matt Bevin was a flawed candidate. As you said, he was, what, 17, 18 points down. Do you have any feel for what was going on in Kentucky and why Matt Bevin was having so much trouble?
Well, I'm sure that he ticked off the unions, especially the teachers' unions. He got the radical left to organize like they do very well. I think that when the unions, of course, get behind the effort to push out the vote, like we see here in Nevada, they can do so very effectively. They can bring in people from other states and help them out. The teachers' unions and, the workers' unions, for example, are very powerful. And so we'll see what happens. Like I said, Virginia, unfortunately, went completely radical Dem, but that's not very surprising considering that's next to the swamp. But also Virginia, led under Terry McAuliffe, which was good friends of the Clintons, allowed a few hundred thousand felons to vote. So however the Democrats can get felons to vote, 16-year-olds to vote, illegal aliens to vote, that's what they believe it will take to win.
I want to ask you, and again, we are now under 1 year to the presidential election. I want to get your view of where we are right now. You've got the presidential wannabes led by Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Andrew Yang is doing better than a lot of people thought. I want to ask you what your thought is, and we saw a poll today, a morning consult poll, that shows 56% of Americans, not sure if it's registered voters or Democrats in general, 56% of Americans, the whole population, believes the president will be reelected. Where is this confidence coming from?
Well, I mean, the confidence is coming from one of the best economies that we've had on record. People vote with their pocketbooks, and they vote for a leader who they can trust. And so people's pocketbooks are much fatter. The average family has thousands of dollars more in their pocket instead of the government. We have millions of people off of welfare and the SNAP program. We have the lowest unemployment for any demographic you look at. And so those economic indicators should, if history proves itself to be true, should be an easy reelection for the president. It just depends on how much fraud is baked into the bread. Because remember, Hillary Clinton was polling at 98% chance of winning the election the day before the election, even though she never set foot in Wisconsin. And so I don't really necessarily go on polls so much because you never know what the pool consists of. It could be 95% Democrat, et cetera. But if you just look at history and how people elect their president, like I said, they vote with their pocketbook. And it's always the economy, stupid, right? Remember that? It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy. So as long as the economy keeps doing very well, people's 401ks are at the highest they've been with the record-breaking stock market on the NASDAQ yesterday. So as long as things keep going well and the Fed doesn't muddle it up or there isn't something else that would interfere in the trajectory, then President Trump should be able to secure a second term.
Again, Megan Barth joining us. I want to ask you, because Adam Schiff just a couple of hours ago announced the schedule, at least over the course of the next couple of weeks, for so-called open hearings. And there are a lot of people saying, well, once the American people can actually see and hear and evaluate for themselves this open testimony, that all of a sudden America will turn on the president and demand his conviction and removal from office. First of all, we heard that with the Robert Mueller testimony, and it turned out the exact opposite happened. Do you believe the Democrats when they talk that way?
Do I believe the lying Democrats that told us for 2.5 years that the president was a Russian agent and basically a spy for Putin? No. Do I believe the Democrats, the same Democrats that told us if we like our doctor, we can keep our doctor? That was a total fabricated lie. No. Do I believe that the Democrats that are basically telling us every lie about the president because that's the only way they believe they can win? What are the Democrats running on? The Democrats are running on very unpopular issues. When you look at polling, for example, you see a majority of Americans do not believe that illegal aliens should get free health care. They don't believe that illegal aliens are above the law, even though the Democrats saying no one is above the law, not even the president. Well, they're first to put illegal aliens above the law, whether it's through giving them entitlements, giving them quote-unquote free health care, or perhaps providing them with sanctuary in any sanctuary city. Now that Las Vegas is a sanctuary city, thank you to the supposed Republican Joe Lombardo sheriff, you know, we can expect the increase in crime and those seeking sanctuary to flood into our city and use our precious resources that should go to the vets and to the citizens of this country. We also look at Medicaid for all or Medicare for all. I think Elizabeth Warren is saying it's going to cost somewhere up towards like $60 trillion, something like that, or close to that. Very unpopular. No one knows how Elizabeth or Bernie or Kamala or Pete Buttigieg or anybody else is going to pay for it, but it sounds free, and so it sounds good. But in fact, it does have a price tag of trillions and trillions of dollars. And I'm still trying to figure out the Democrats on if they open the borders because they want to decriminalize illegal immigration, and then they want to give illegal aliens free health care and add them to a already what they claim broken system. So how does that equate? How do you do the math with all of that? The Democrats don't like math so much, and there's an old saying, if socialists were economists, they wouldn't be socialists.
Well, and by the way, we've already seen, even in the state of New York, if you check over the last day or so, Governor Cuomo there is saying they got big, big, big problems with the Medicaid expansion that's going to cost them billions with a B, dollars to fix, and they say they don't have the money to fix it, so...
Of course they don't. They ran out of other people's money. That is the historical lesson of socialism. You can't tax your way to prosperity. It has never in the history of any country worked. And so as New York kept raising taxes on the supposed rich, they were in on the other side, they were increasing fines and fees and gas taxes. I'm surprised that California, for example, doesn't have a sunshine tax yet. I'm sure that's coming. Because the liberals, the socialists, the progressives will always find things to tax, claim that they're eating the rich, but what in fact they're doing is decimating and taxing out of prosperity the middle class. And so this is why you see everyone fleeing from New York, including Donald Trump, taking their hard-earned money with them so the greedy socialists in the New York state government and elsewhere won't get their paws on it. And so this is what happens. This is why New York runs out of money, because people leave with their money and they have to find new revenue streams. And they certainly aren't going to find it from the poor and the indigent that they keep creating in their progressive fiefdoms.
More coming up from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. We're going to talk about somebody who is in big, big trouble with her boss. Amy Robach from ABC News, a Project Veritas video, in which Amy Robach says ABC intentionally spiked the Jeffrey Epstein story. We'll get to that and more coming up, live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great communities like Ely and Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley. Yeah. All of those great communities. And by the way, in the Coachella Valley as well, it's live and local now. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Megan, have you been following this Amy Robach deal? This is an amazing story. She was caught on a hot mic saying that ABC News execs spiked the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago. What did you make of it? And first of all, were you surprised that somebody as savvy as Amy Robach would get caught on a hot mic for like a minute or 2 minutes?
Well, I don't know that I would call her savvy. However, I do tip my hat to her for actually doing some gumshoe work and in convincing a woman who was in hiding for 14 years, fear of her life, of Jeffrey Epstein and his powerful network of pedophiles. What I am most concerned about related to this story is the fact that ABC thought it necessary to spike the story, and we have to look at the time at which this story was spiked. 2016. Who was running for president in 2016 that would be caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal? Not Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Jeffrey Epstein was the largest bundler for the Clinton Global Initiative, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's foundation. He was accused by Amy Robach of blackmail. That is how he made his money. Well, when you know billionaires and you know millionaires and you know royalty and you know celebrities and you know very powerful people around the world, you can get a lot of blackmail money. Where did all that money go? Did it go into Jeffrey Epstein's own personal account? Or perhaps was it funneled through the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation? Bill took 26 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's plane to a place called Orgy Island. Would you ever go to a place called Orgy Island, especially if you were a current or former politician or running one of the largest nonprofit foundations in the world, supposedly focused on children? Do you think that Bill Clinton went to some place called Orgy Island 26 times to work on behalf of world peace or the children? No. That island was the island. It was called Orgy Island because that's where all the pedophiles would congregate so they could get away with their pedastry. And so you had very powerful, you had the most prolific pedophile named Jeffrey Epstein as the largest bundler for the Clinton Foundation. Wrap your mind around that one. This was all about protecting the Clinton dynasty and not protecting women and children. What about the Me Too movement? I thought the Democrats were all about the Me Too movement. ABC didn't mind running unsubstantiated stories about Brett Kavanaugh, and all of a sudden they want to tell us they have standards. All of this evidence that Amy gathered over years of work didn't meet their standards. Multiple women came forward, one 14 years out of hiding. Lawyers came forward, gave testimony. She had pictures, and she even said, we had Bill Clinton. Where are the pictures now, ABC? Where are the pictures now, Amy Robach? I want to know where those pictures are. And then all of a sudden, ABC comes out and says, oh, well, we're going to air a two-part documentary, and we're going to air six podcasts coming in the new year. Well, isn't that convenient? So now what happened between last week and this week for them to announce that they all of a sudden have a documentary put together on Jeffrey Epstein?
It's the Amy Robach open mic, Project
yep.
Veritas. And by the way, Project Veritas, I love what they do, and it was great coming up with this open mic video. But my question is, do you think we need a third party independent examination of this?
Well, we certainly need an investigation into the quote unquote suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. Let's just touch on that for a quick moment. Jeffrey Epstein, as Amy Robach says, you know, tried to commit suicide a couple weeks before just to set the stage. That's what she said. And she believes 100% in her heart that he didn't commit suicide, that he was murdered. So we need an investigation into the coroner's report that it was a suicide, because other analysts and doctors have come forward and said there's no way. It was definitely a strangulation. Now, what are the odds, Kevin, of a guy who supposedly tried to commit suicide weeks before, was then mysteriously taken off of suicide watch, a very high-profile individual, pedophile in federal custody, the same day that he supposedly commits suicide, multiple guards fall asleep at the same time? What are the odds of that? And just so happens all of the cameras malfunction. What are the odds of that?
And by the way, it's all of them. All of them malfunctioning. I'm going, God.
All of the guards fell asleep at the same time.
Yep.
All of the cameras malfunctioned at the same time while the guards were sleeping.
I mean, no, it's just a calamity of errors, but it's not coincidence. And
no.
and yet this ME, the medical examiner in New York, said nope, it was a suicide. It was a suicide.
And he was put, now a guy that supposedly is on suicide watch was placed in a cell with a cellmate who was an alleged murderer. He was being accused of murder. ABC admits that they were getting threats from the royal family. They were getting threats from very powerful people if they outed this story. Jeffrey Epstein, where is Jeffrey Epstein's black book? You know he had one.
Oh, he had to have one. He had to have one. I tell you what, I hope ABC does more than just a few podcasts and a couple of specials, because they need to account for why they tried to impact the 2016 election. Megan, we're flat out of time. Thank you so much. Always good. You have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Not to be confused with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, we'll check in the Coachella Valley. Jim Yoder. I bet you he'll have some thoughts on Amy Robach and her hot mic interview. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The people can judge for themselves.